Zorn, 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 the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
I'm glad Eric's here. I was a little nervous too with Renee Taylor. Just her history of going back into like the golden age of Hollywood made me very nervous.
Yeah.
I'm not that nervous with Eric.
No.
I'm very comfortable with you, Eric.
Oh, that's good. I do have embarrassing tales from the golden
from the
age
old
of
days
Hollywood,
of Hollywood.
But I prefer
tell
not
your
to talk
Ida Lupino story. This always makes me laugh.
I'm sworn to secrecy on that.
All right, I appreciate that. Now that said, you started to share a story with Wendy and me off the air, but it's way too good for off the air. I think this needs to be discussed on air.
I will tell this story. Yeah, I was I spent the last weekend. I have this annual reunion with my college housemates.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this for like the last 8 or 9 years as we're getting older, we're realizing our chances to get together are diminishing over the years.
Boy, I bet you discuss different things now than you did back then.
Absolutely. Absolutely do. And one of the things, and three of us have kids, and one of them was telling us that his daughter, who used to live in Chicago, doesn't live here anymore, recently was dating a law student.
Yeah.
And this, and they had several dates. I think it's up to like on their fifth date. And he said, there's something I need to tell you about myself. And he said that I'm a flat earther, basically.
A person who believes that the earth is flat but not round.
And these,
I would have totally turned around and walked the other way.
Well, I think it was probably like a cartoon character. Hey, like, she's sitting there, and then there's just a little cloud of dust.
Yeah.
A little sound effect. Zing. I mean, she basically, I think, as he tells it, she just said, you know, well, we're done. You know, that's crazy.
How can you move forward, though,
you can't.
If you're just,
two
separate?
You just can't. And it got us to talking in this conversation about what deal breakers are there. And that's certainly just, it's such an obvious one, right? There are people who seriously believe that the Earth is flat, that the Earth is a big disc.
Right.
In the
Arctic or sometimes
surface.
A domed surface, that it's flat but with a dome over it. You've heard that theory.
Yeah,
right?
And that the government for some reason wants you to believe that the Earth is round, and I mean, it's nutty. It's nutty stuff.
Does anybody look at telescope pictures and, you know,
they're fake, Wendy. They're
all fake.
Sorry.
I mean, this is the you know, any answer and any question like that, any bit of evidence has been fake, just like, you know, the fossil record has been faked and everything else. Anyway,
there's a clip that's on YouTube right now from a morning show from either a week or two ago where they had a flat earther on, and they were peppering with questions, each question better than the last. And like one of the questions was, well, he was saying, we've got these high definition cameras now that see for miles and miles and miles, but if the earth was round, you would see it tail off deeper into the picture. But they said no, because it's not your picture isn't being taken for hundreds of miles, it's for a mile or two, so you wouldn't see
the curvature.
Well, why can't we see Michigan from the Allstate showcase or skyline?
Because it's too far away.
Well,
there's that.
Oh, okay, but it's actually not too far away to see.
Right.
But
do you think it's possible, though, that there would be a guy out there that would keep something like this in his pocket, the fact that he's a flat earther, so that if he feels the relationship has run its course, he could pull that out and know that she would break up.
This was my second thought. We had a good conversation then just about what are the deal breakers. None of us are in the dating market anymore, but what are the, or if you're talking to your kids, you're counseling your kids who are dating, like what is something where someone says something to you, like say, well, that's it, we're done. You know, I would have a really hard time with an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
Especially if you're planning to have kids with them, I'd have real hard time. And you know, there are obvious things if you have really strong religious
Cubs fan.
People were saying, I put this on Facebook, we were saying Cubs fan.
That's what ruined Wendy's marriage to Jill Pepitone.
Thank God, though.
Yeah.
I'm with Jimmy Mack. No. Big Sox fan.
He's a flat earther too.
Yeah, Jill Pepitone was.
Yeah, it brings the conversation full circle.
Can I tell you what my daughter had?
Well, let me just if I can. Less, I definitely want to know this, but I think the answer is yes. And this is the second thought that occurred to me, which was is this something this guy is thinking? Well, this relationship, it's not really going anywhere.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have that conversation about there's no chemistry here. It's not you, it's me. We can be friends.
Sure,
you know, those kind of agonizing, I don't want to see you anymore things. All you got to do is pull flat earth out of your pocket, and
show's
she's
over.
She's gone, and you're just like, hey,
I don't
it's
think
over.
People
and,
do that.
I guarantee you, there's a percentage of guys out there who keep that ready just in case they're in a relationship that's gone longer than they wanted to. They just need to say something outrageous, and then the problem takes care of itself.
Just ghost them. That's what the new kids do.
Yeah, but this is so much cleaner, right? Because now there's no chance she's going to text him or say, let's try again.
She wants out.
But she'll spread a rumor on Facebook that he's a flat earther. I didn't even know what that was until today.
Until a minute ago, yeah.
Well, the other thing is, I don't know if she went and... You'd think that if someone were a flat earther, I would also imagine that anyone dating anybody these days, the first thing you do is Google them, right?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't have any trace of that...
Ben.
Mine. Maybe it is. Maybe it's a lie. So what's your daughter's story?
This is a deal breaker?
Yes. My daughter went out on a date with a guy. I hope this is okay to tell. I'm guessing it is.
You want to call her?
What's his name?
Say his name or Social Security. So they go out on a first date. Everything's great. They go out on a second date. And at dinner, he says, hey, this seems to be going pretty well, but I want to tell you this up front so you know it going forward. And she goes, uh-oh, sure. What is it? He says, I see ghosts all the time. And she goes, like, when? And he goes, like, all the time. Like, on the way here.
Could you give him my number? I'd love to talk to him.
So the rest of the date played out. She did not see him again after that. She said, he seems like a very nice guy in every direction, but the mere fact that no matter where he goes, he sees dead people is a little alarming to me, so I can't.
It's very alarming, and it would be something that would be,
wouldn't that qualify as a deal breaker? Now, on your friend's daughter's story, this was a guy who goes to a good school. Everything about him seems to be okay. Check out.
Yeah.
But then when you get to that, the fact that he thinks the Earth is a flat surface, not a round surface, where does that come from?
Well, it certainly suggests, I don't know where it comes from, but it certainly suggests sort of this, a wacky...
Yes.
Way of looking at things and an inability to think logically and to accept science.
Yes.
And you start pulling on that thread and you just don't want to be around that.
What else is he capable of, right?
So, and it also depends if someone says, like, you know, I've seen a ghost occasionally, that would be one thing. If I see ghosts all the time, there's probably, you know, with all due respect to those who see ghosts all the time, there's probably some mental health issues there that need to be explored.
Could be a problem.
And that shouldn't be first date material.
This was the second date.
Still, this is like, you know,
after a
few months of seeing someone and seeing if it clicks, then you kind of go, got to tell you something.
Well, I had a situation when I started dating Johanna, who's my wife now.
Wait, Eric, this sounds like a great story. Is there any way we can tell you to hold off for just a moment and take a break?
I don't think so.
Is that all right?
Would
you mind?
I have to tell it now, but...
No,
hold
on for a second.
All right.
Eric Zorn has a great story to share with us. It's coming up in just a little bit. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Eric Zorn is our guest. Eric just told us the story about a friend of his whose daughter was on a date with a guy who seemed like a very nice man, but then...
Hang on.
The fifth date.
By the fifth date,
on the fifth date,
he explained that he is one of those people they call the flat earthers, that he believes that the planet Earth is flat,
not
round.
Yes, we're living on a disc.
So you said...
The man wants you to think we're on a globe.
What are the deal breakers? Who could you be in a relationship where when they share something about themselves, you just go, I thought I liked you, I thought I loved you, I can't... Would a Packer fan be one?
Well, if they wore the cheese head on the date, that would be your sign, right?
Speak for yourself, I might like that. Oh. I love cheese.
Oh.
It might be a turn on. So anyway, I was telling you that I had to do this. I had a disclosure I had to make to Johanna when we started dating many years ago, and it was like a worst of this world one thing. We went out and we were like it was really going well. And after a few dates, I had to sit her down. I said, "There's something I think you need to know."
Mm-hmm.
And she said that her thought first of all, she turned to that. I was married.
Yeah, that would have been the first thing I would have thought.
That was pretty much the one she thought that I was going to say, or that I was in a serious other relationship, and that she was on vacation coming back. Anyway, that was not the case. But I guess today you might have someone say, you know, I'm transitioned. I'm not. I was born. I think there would be.
Is that what you told her?
I did not tell her that. I had that in my back pocket in case I wanted to end the relationship right there. No, I had to tell her that I was at the time really heavily into square dancing and contra dancing. I was a caller and a musician. Right.
That's a deal breaker for me.
Well, and
for most
I said, you know, I'm
a toy collector.
I'm with the Chicago Barn Dance Company. I said, I'm like every Monday night, I go to these dances, and it's a big, and I go on. go to weekends, dance weekends, and sometimes I go to dance camps.
You don't look the part or act the part. I got to tell you, and there's nothing wrong with it, and I think it's cute.
Shoes on and stuff.
I know it's a surprise to people, but and I'm less less involved in it now than I was then.
What was her reaction to this?
She was dubious and skeptical about it, but it didn't. She went to some dances then, and she even ended up going to some dance weekends. It was never her thing.
But don't you think at this point she was just relieved that it wasn't something really, really horrible?
I think that's what it was. I think maybe that's another dating strategy, right? You think it's like the worst thing about yourself, and then you build it up, and then you say, like, I've got to tell you this, and then it's like, you know, my shoes are different sizes or something. It's something that's a little off, but nothing too troubling. But no, she said, and it was, you know, she tells this story a lot. She says, you know, it was a hard thing to deal with because this was a really serious passion of mine. That was something I'm still interested in it. In fact, I can't be here next Monday because I'm going to fiddle camp.
Oh, fiddle camp.
I'm down in North Carolina. Yeah. So,
yep.
You guys want to call me at fiddle camp? I can just hold the phone up and hear me play. But,
I won't be here either Monday.
This is like,
I may also take the day off. Yeah.
Well, you guys want to come to fiddle camp?
I can't go to fiddle camp that week, but in the future, I'm sure we can find a date.
It was just it's one of those things where I mean, every relationship does involve, you know, some sort of accommodation. You're not going to find someone who is into everything that you're into,
right?
And then, but ideally, you find someone who's into something, and you're like, I had never thought about that, but maybe I'll like it. And one of the guys I was with, we were with this weekend, his wife now was really into gardening and into cross country skiing and snowshoeing. And he's like, okay. And now these are
that's what they do together now.
He really likes it.
Oh.
I mean, it's like you sort of, you know, you adapt. You don't just stay who you when you're in a serious long term relationship. You come together. You blend. And over, you know, Johanna will go dancing once in a while. I don't go over as nearly as often anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not nearly as involved as I was in that before. And so, you know, you find these things that you do together, and that's, you know, what's building a relationship.
You've already thrown it out to your readers saying, what are the deal breakers that you guys just think is an insurmountable situation where whoever you're with would just go, no, you're too involved in something. And what is the
I've thrown that out on Facebook, and you know, the anti-vaxxer thing came up right away.
I bet.
I think one of them was smoking. That smoking can be a real, you know, if you're a smoker, that we can't have a relationship. I suppose that's something that would not come up after 5 days. You can kind of tell, right, with someone's this.
I would imagine there would be
smokers don't hide it. They, you know, you'd know right away if that person was a
smoker. You don't think there'd ever be somebody who'd go, I think while I'm seeing where this is going, I won't smoke around him or her. Just
have you ever been a smoker? You can't just not smoke.
When Terry and I started dating, she smoked, but she didn't smoke around me for quite a while. And one of her friends from college said, you know she smokes, right? And I go, no, she doesn't, but she did.
Dude, that is one of your total deal breakers.
Yeah.
So,
but I convinced her to stop. I said, I don't want to fall in love with you, and then you'll die.
That's so romantic.
That's a sweet thing to say.
It is actually kind of nice.
Yeah. And it's a nice way to use the L word, right?
Yes.
Early on.
So, yes.
You know, I'm falling in love with you, but...
Yes.
And I was kidding.
The L word, lucky strikes? Is that what you mean by the L word? Yeah.
I was kidding about a Cubs fan, because there are a lot of Sox Cubs fan relationships going on.
Oh, sure. And there are a lot
And you do learn from one another.
And there are a number of relationships, I think, where people are, you know, someone who's somewhat liberal, somewhat conservative.
Yeah. It can work,
and interfaith marriages can work. I think as long as I don't know that interfaith marriages relationships can work if people are really really strong in their respective beliefs.
Right.
That you usually have to give a little. I think if you're sort of a moderate or reform style person in various faiths, that you can make that work. But if one person really strongly believes that the other person is going to hell, or to some other bad place, or is an infidel and deserves to die, but you're letting it slide for
that
now.
That could be a rough thing.
I think that could be really hard. But people make it's amazing the kind of relationships that people do end up making work. So you know it's but again, just to get back to this, like a flat Earth.
that's tough to overcome, isn't it? Eric Zorn will not be here next week, Wendy. He'll be at Fiddle Camp. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Fiddle Camp.
Make a note.
Yeah. So
North Carolina.
Everybody adjust your schedules. Mm-hmm. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Great.
That's Eric Zorn of the Chicago Tribune. Coming up, tune into the WGN Extra to hear us talk about what's hot and what's cold. It's all sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. They are the 60-Minute Men.
And
coming up, the stories that matter with Don Kleppen from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.